last year, we exported about $1.2 billion to Mexico and roughly $400 million in cheese alone. So again, you know, Mexico is at the very top of the list in terms of markets that are most critical for U.S. dairy farmers and dairy manufacturers. The tariffs on cheese that were put in place by Mexico as a response to U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs on imports from Mexico will erode and in some cases eliminate the advantage that we've had shipping into that market under the North American Free Trade Agreement. For us, that is particularly concerning since it's coming in at a during a time in which Mexico is beginning to look ahead to its EU free trade agreement, since that was just concluded this spring and will be implemented here in the next year or so.
Why did these groups, you know, join together, and why are you really asking Trump to suspend the tariffs?
Well, the groups joined together because of the importance of sending a strong unified message to indicate how this issue is one of concern to dairy farmer groups and cheesemakers all across the country. I think the broad distribution is indicated by the signatories and where they're located helps send that message as well, that this isn't an isolated issue for just one or two states. It's a really serious concern for the industry across the board. The reason for asking for suspension is very much because of the fact that it's been our understanding that Mexico has been throughout the NAFTA 2.0 negotiations trying to engage constructively with the administration to arrive at an updated NAFTA agreement in a successful way. That's not something that we think you can say for all the parties involved, namely Canada, in terms of how they've approached the discussions on a host of different issues. But particularly given the linkage the administration's created between the steel issues and progress in NAFTA talks, we feel it's not right to penalize Mexico for delays that may be being created by one of the other trading partners.